This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, 24th June 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, the weather across Israel is warm and sunny, with clear skies in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. It's a perfect day to enjoy the outdoors. In Haifa, expect a light breeze, while in Eilat, temperatures are climbing, promising a hot afternoon. Here are today's headlines. First, Netanyahu says he informed Trump of an Iran strike but didn't seek approval. Ynet reports just in. Also, Israel must avoid becoming Sparta as demands to stop depending on America grow, writes the Jerusalem Post earlier this hour. Also this hour, the IDF strikes rocket launch sites across the Gaza Strip, according to JNS, in the past hour. Separately, representatives of the Taliban have made their first official visit to the European Union, reports I-24 News. And finally, Iran fires missiles at Israel for the first time since the ceasefire, Axios reports from earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. Middle East 24, a regional news outlet, posted minutes ago that Netanyahu stated Israel's mission in Lebanon is not over, emphasizing a broader confrontation with Iran. Hillel Nuyer, a human rights advocate, posted 10 minutes ago with a cryptic, "Bye Felicia." OSINT 613, an open-source intelligence analyst, noted 10 minutes ago that Secretary Rubio declared any charges for using international waterways would face global opposition. Let's go deeper. Starting with Netanyahu's comments on the Iran strike, Ynet reports that Prime Minister Netanyahu informed then-President Trump of the upcoming strike in 2025. Netanyahu claims the attack was crucial to prevent an immediate nuclear and missile threat. His move highlights ongoing tensions between Israel and Iran and underscores Israel's willingness to act independently. Turning to the situation in Gaza, the IDF has targeted rocket launch sites established under the guise of the ceasefire with Hamas, as JNS details. This strike comes amid a fragile truce, raising concerns over its potential breakdown and the impact on civilians living in the region. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post discusses the strategic rethink Israel faces. With President Trump's Iran deal still in mind and Vice President Vance's warnings, Israel must reconsider its reliance on the U.S. This could reshape Jerusalem's defense policies, influencing regional alliances. On the diplomatic front, Taliban representatives have made their first official visit to the EU, according to I-24 News. This visit marks a significant step in international relations for the Taliban, reflecting ongoing geopolitical shifts in the region. Finally, Axios reports Iran's missile attack on Israel. This is the first since the ceasefire, posing a serious threat to ongoing negotiations. The escalation could lead to renewed conflict, affecting peace efforts and regional stability. In financial news. First, Jerusalem's light rail operator faces potential replacement due to frequent breakdowns, reports Globes. The Ministry of Transport is considering new management to improve service reliability for commuters. Separately, Stratos Ventures has raised $50 million for defense tech investments, as reported by CTech. The fund aims to capitalize on the rising demand for Israeli tech startups, boosting innovation in the defense sector. And finally, Walla Business reports on the Israeli Air Force's aging Boeing 707s. Despite new refueling planes being ordered, the squadron's limited fleet underscores the challenges of maintaining older aircraft during wartime. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 9 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.